Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. With California's presidential primary election less than a month away, lawmakers are trying to pass a new bill quickly so people who have moved or want to change political parties can vote.
The way it is right now, voters who have moved or want to change their party preferences must submit a new affidavit to elections officials at least 2 weeks before the big day. But under the new bill, voters would be allowed to make the changes within 2 weeks of an election without having to re-register to vote. Alex Padilla is California's Secretary of State.
So you can still update your voter registration record and cast your ballot and have your voice heard.
Padilla was at a rally at Grant High School in Van Nuys trying to encourage 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote to try to get them to take part in the political process.
But the statistics are pretty clear. It's young people, not just that age 18 to 29 category, that registers at lower rates and tends to vote at lower rates.
He says they visited 82 high schools over a four-year period and have pre-registered a half million teens to vote. In Van Nuys, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Should the state-run lottery be giving out hundreds of thousands of dollars in free tickets in trade for time on TV? One state lawmaker says no, and wants the lottery audited.
California State Lottery gave more than $212,000 in scratcher tickets to the Ellen television show last December, scratchers to give to viewers. The lottery claimed that talking up the lottery on TV was valued at $1.6 million, but State Senator Ling Ling Chang says if the lottery wants to be on television, they should just be buying commercials.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that giving away free tickets is another way to take money from schools. That's the bottom line.
The Diamond Bar Republican now calling for a state lottery audit. At the same time, some lottery employees filed a whistleblower complaint alleging those packs of scratcher tickets that some of them never made it to audience members, that they vanished. The lottery's chief spokesperson is Russ Lopez. He refused comment to KNX on the giveaway or the allegations. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
They've been making progress on a stubborn fire in the Santa Ana River bottom in Riverside. Mandatory evacuation orders for Old Ranch Road and Park Cliff Court have now been lifted. The fire's burned about 70 acres and is 20% surrounded, thanks in part to water-dropping aircraft that arrived this afternoon. Riverside City Fire Captain Brian Gazzetti tells KNX the brush and vegetation have been challenging for firefighters.
For them just to get to the edge of the fire, they have to work their way through that dense, tall, thick vegetation. So that is really what has hampered our efforts so far.
The fire started just before 10:30 this morning.
Southern California Edison says it's not waiting for the next fire season to upgrade equipment to patrol their service areas.
$15 million of the utility's money is buying two Bell 429 helicopters, which will replace two machines in their six chopper fleet. David Guerrero is the principal manager of aircraft ops for SCE. He explains why they're needed right now.
Those ships have more of a multi-mission capability to support the wildfire mitigation strategy. And right now we're going to be replacing a lot of infrastructure, and this machine has a better lift capability to do that.
Lift capability means putting maintenance crews on top of tall towers, as well as lifting one-ton power poles into remote areas so that older poles and lines can be replaced. And with a range of 475 miles, the chopper can more rapidly cover large stretches of Edison service territory, even into Nevada and Arizona, patrolling and making sure the lines are secure when the Santa Ana winds pick up. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A second child who developed a fever while quarantined at March Air Force Reserve base, has been placed in the isolation unit at a medical facility in Riverside being tested for the coronavirus. On Monday, a 10-year-old boy was returned to the base after testing negative for the virus. The children are among a group of nearly 200 Americans under a mandatory quarantine at the base after being evacuated from Wuhan, China.
In San Diego, doctors say the three adults, 4-year-old girl now in the hospital following possible virus exposure, they're all doing well.
And we are waiting results to return from the CDC, and results could be coming back as early as Saturday morning.
Infectious disease doctor Francesca Turiani with UC San Diego Health says if no one has the coronavirus, they'll return to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar for the rest of the 14-day quarantine. The four, along with other 170 Americans, were flown to the air station yesterday after coming from China. More planes with more Americans set to go to bases in Nebraska and Texas this week. Also a 2-week quarantine.
L.A. County public health officials have held an online Q&A to discuss the new coronavirus. County Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis answered a question about the chances that there are people around L.A. with the virus who haven't been quarantined or treated.
People, as they're entering the country, and if they've traveled in China, no matter where they've been, assessing them to figure out what's their risk of exposure. So in that process, as we talk to people, not we, but the Customs and Border Control CDC quarantine station, they talk to people, they interview them, check them for symptoms, check them on their travel history or their potential exposure to a confirmed case, and then deem whether or not they're at high risk, medium risk, or low risk.
The goal of the Q&A is to provide the public with accurate information and to try to stop the spread of myths and falsehoods about the virus.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.